Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a very busy day after the Eagles get trucked down in New Orleans. But late-breaking developing news here today on the Marks and Reese Show. Malcolm Jenkins just speaking in the locker room moments ago. And not happy with some of his teammates. We'll get into that. Markelle Fultz also has, I guess his agent ruled him out for an indefinite period of time. Hello, Mike Reese.
What up there, Johnny Marks?
Oh, nothing, you know.
Not his attorney. It was his agent.
All right, he's got a crackerjack agent or slash attorney anyway. But yeah, so if you're just hearing it, Markelle Fultz earlier today came out that his shoulder's hurt again.
What?
So here's the thing, right? I've already washed my hands of him.
Shoulder hurt?
Yeah, his shoulder's hurting again.
What is he carrying?
So he's going to see a specialist, but he can't get an appointment until Monday, according to GM Melton Brand, who spoke just moments ago, literally.
He can't get an appointment until... What?
They asked him when he's going to see the specialist, because this is a specialist that they want to see.
Oh, okay.
And he said that, Monday. And he can't get an appointment until Monday. I don't know why they couldn't see him sooner.
This guy's worth millions of dollars.
Yeah, but see what happened.
Place for the Sixers.
So the agent called and just talked to somebody at the front desk, and they said, yeah, next available appointment's Monday. And he said, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, take your time. Take your time, Markelle. We'll be waiting for you when you get back.
We'll get into that. Yeah, like it doesn't matter. You know why? Because Jimmy Butler's hugging AI for 24 seconds after the game. So it's all good.
I'm going to let y'all know, man. Y'all wrong for that, man.
What?
The whole breaking down Jimmy Butler and AI hug, man.
Well, what was going on?
I have no idea what was going on.
I know that they were... Jimmy said they were tight before. He knew him from before.
They were having a moment.
24 seconds, yeah, but was it... It looked like the hug where it was like, all right, man, let me go. It's just getting awkward. And then they stopped the embracing, and he went back in for another hug.
It looked like a hug that you give to someone when you're consoling them because someone passed away. Come on, man.
Well, no, I don't think that happened.
Right? Come on, AI and
was
Jimmy?
AI on that Ike juice?
Man! You didn't want to let go.
All right, so check this out. Positive Eagles fans, and we're going to get you the Malcolm. For whatever reason, Ben has to be very precise about getting the Malcolm cut, and I'm just like, I just want to get it on the air, but he's working on it, or somebody's working on it as we speak.
Malcolm's like right E.F. Hutton, man.
You know what it is? Someone actually has some balls to come out and tell the truth here.
Okay.
And no one's done it before. He actually has the balls to come out and say what's
it
on his mind.
So I don't know if he's telling the truth yet. I haven't heard what he said.
He said that he didn't like the demeanor of some of his teammates. He didn't like it. He said it's upon the leaders to change the culture. It was just embarrassing, quite frankly. It's one of those things that I didn't feel like as a team we had a lot of fight. I'd rather just get thrown out of a game than lay down and take it.
Uh-oh.
Yep. There you go. So we'll play. He's holding court in the locker room, Mike.
Oh, man.
What do you think about that? Is this team falling apart?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is,
no,
isn't it?
I don't know.
It sure looks like it. It sure looks like it.
Well, you know what? I won't say it's falling apart yet. Statements like these coming from a guy like Malcolm, we'll see how they respond to him.
You're right.
I mean, what happens is either the words that he's saying, they ring true. They have somewhat of a piercing effect on the rest of the players, and they respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they look at him like, hold on, dude. You part of the issue out there.
I watch
now.
That same film as
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you. Now, I know you're the leader on the team, but you got to produce as well, and we ain't really hearing what you're talking about right now, so you never know.
He can't – he's not talking about Crevion Bell, is he? I mean, he does have to realize the guys that are playing around them.
Yeah. And you know what, though? Here's the thing, and here's when you're playing with a young group around you, and he's really the only veteran in the group. You know, part of the difficulty that lies on him and his responsibility as leader of the team, he has to be somewhat of a big brother, right? He has to be a mentor.
And sometimes you got to be a jerk.
And then sometimes, exactly, you got to push him, right? Some of these young guys, they come in the league, they're playing for the defending champions, and they kind of think you're just along for the ride. Whereas Malcolm, looking at this thing, he has a better perspective on the big picture.
Yep.
You think Malcolm hasn't pondered the possibility this is his last year in the Eagles uniform?
Yeah, it's a possibility.
And he don't want to go out this way as a defending champion. You know what I'm saying? So part of it is him saying, okay, this is go time. We got one final push. I've done the whole big brother, put my arm around you, be patient type of thing. Now it's go time. It's now or never for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you ask me, could he be talking about the younger players? I'm just using them as sort of an example of how he has to be sort of that tough love type of a leader with these guys. Or he could be talking to some other veterans and saying, hey, man.
I know you made a lot of money. I know you're making a lot of money. Right. I know you're probably not going to be back here.
Right? We come on, man. I need you. I need you to start doing more. I need you to whatever. You know what I'm saying? So only Malcolm. Just remember, here's the funny thing, right? It just dawned on me while I was talking. Remember last week when we played Ben two different cuts from Malcolm and Jason Kelsey?
Yeah.
Complete opposites. Yep. Right? Jason Kelsey was talking about this sort of thing, right? And we were trying to
say, players aren't being accountable.
Right. We were trying to decide, okay, maybe he's talking about just the offensive guys. You know, Malcolm saying he's not buying that. I'm paraphrasing.
He doesn't see it, is what he said.
He doesn't see it and that sort of thing. Well, now, I guess he sees it now. Because just a week later.
It took last week for him to be like, nah, I'm not standing up for guys anymore.
41 or 48-7, whatever it was. 41-point loss, yeah. 48-7 total final score. Yeah. Now Malcolm is saying what Jason is saying. And I guess really until Sunday, like the defense hadn't been run off the field at any point this year.
No, not like that.
Right? Like that was bad.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
And I know they're shorthanded, and I get it, but for the most part, the defense have shown up just about every week. They struggled in the fourth quarter to close out a game or two, but they typically have kept us in games while the offense
even giving up yards, they still kept them in games.
They kept us in just about all these games, yeah.
888-729-9494. So you look bigger picture here, and this is what I'm worried about the most. All right, because we were going at it. I was going at it with some of the callers yesterday about this year and how I'm not positive about the Eagles and I don't like their chances the rest of the way and everything else or blah 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 blah. But the real concern I have outside of this year is the future, which is you have a quarterback, which is great, but is this a blip on the radar? Is 2018 a blip on the radar that happens to the team that's coming off the Super Bowl, that it's hard to equate, it's hard to be like, this is what happens, and you know it's coming. This happens to a lot of teams after winning a championship, right?
Yeah.
And then the following year, they're right back at it. The injuries that happen this year, you're healthier next year.
And the Eagles they've been hit hard for 2 years straight, really. They just overcame it last year.
Yep.
The injury bug. Man, they've been hit the last 2 years.
That's because the chip in his smoothies just totally jinxed this, right? No, but is this a blip on the radar, or is this a sign of things to come for the team? And here's what I'm talking about, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about next year, 2019. I don't see this as just being like, yep, they're back to 11-5 next year. NFC East champ, number two, number three seed, bang, we're right back to where we were in 2017. I don't see that. I see an almost rebuild that needs to happen.
Yeah, they are at a lot of positions. They really are, and it'll be interesting to see which guys do come back versus which guys they let go. I'll tell you, John, while I can sit here and say that I believe it is a blip on the radar because I still sit here fully confident in the most important piece that you must have in the franchise quarterback. I'm fully confident in him. I'm fully confident in Doug right now and the front office. I'm fully confident in right now. But when I look at those three components, the front office and the head coach, are the two that I believe the spotlight is on the brightest. Now, Carson, when he gets out on the field, is going to have to do what he needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he's certainly going to have to play better next year. And I think full offseason, knock on wood, he gets out of this year healthy. He gets a full offseason, doesn't have to rehab, can really get back to where he was after his rookie year when he dedicated himself the whole offseason and really to being a better quarterback the following year. And we saw what type of year he had in his second year. I think he's going to be able to do that this offseason. As much as I've tried to stay away from the whole excuses from that standpoint, bottom line is this offseason, like I said, knock on wood, he'll be able to concentrate fully on not doing the things, the step backs that he had this year, right? Whether mm-hmm. it's holding on to the ball too long, not being as mobile this year, whether it's by design or it's because you're just a little bit reluctant to leave the yeah. pocket as much this year.
Mm-hmm.
That is a part of his game that's missing from this season.
You're not wrong about that.
Now, again, I'm not going to complain about it. He's coming off an injury. So mm-hmm. if that's what he's comfortable with, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I would expect that to be reincorporated into his game next year. Here's where I'm concerned the most at.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, what I watched last night. Mm. That is the future of football.
Oh, the Monday Night Football game.
Ooh, yeah.
It's not often that the game lives up to the billing.
The arena football game we watched last night.
Holy cow. the casinos took a bath on the over.
Wow.
I mean, what are you going to need to do for these teams? Set an over-under 100?
Right? I was going to say 70, but that may not be enough.
No.
When they playing each other, what, 41-48? And when last night was 54-51. And I say that looking at those teams, John. I look at our team, and I look primarily on the offensive side, because that's where this league is headed. We don't have what those teams have. We didn't have what the Saints had Sunday.
Speed, game-breaking
right. speed. Speed, game-breakers, right?
An offense that looks like the...
Man.
The screen pass to Kareem Hunt last night was a typical Andy Reid. The design was amazing. The execution was even better. It was a double fake reverse screen to Kareem Hunt, and he did it perfectly. It's amazing.
And here's where Doug is going to have to step up, right? And you've been talking about this, but I've given him the pass of not having explosive players and different offensive weapons to sort of his creativity with the offense. What I've seen in the last 2 days, Sean Payton, his creativity. Sean McVay, his creativity. Andy Reid, his creativity.
Yep.
Now, two of those coaches clearly have way more experience
sure.
than Doug. They've been doing it a long
time. Yep.
So it's sort of expected. The offense has even looked a lot more complicated. But Sean McVay, I mean, that's a young mind. That's his offense. He's calling the plays.
Oh, he's impressive.
Granted, great players to call the plays with, but that's where Doug is going to have to take his game to as an offensive play caller. Right? That's where he's going to have to go. But you need the horses also.
You
need the horses.
Listen, man, I've been on Doug big time, and I believe what I'm saying. But listen, if you want to compete, this whole thing about the playoffs and everything else this year, that's fine and dandy.
That's cute to get in.
Look at those teams that played last night and look at the Saints. Man, you're not even close to those teams.
We get ran off the field playing the Saints or the Rams.
So
get run off the field.
You want to say this is a blip on the radar because you have Carson Wentz. And I agree with you there. But this is a sign of things to come for me. Because I don't know how you can transform yourself by next season. I don't know if this is a playoff team next year.
Mm.
Is that a fair statement? I can't tell you that this is a playoff team next year. 888-729-9494. You're going to have a big roster changeover.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Big time. Yep.
Can Joe Douglas and Howie draft a couple players that contribute? I mean, normally you look at a player you drafted to contribute more year 2, 3, and 4,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to right away. That's where you get in trouble when you're relying on rookies to help you right away, outside of maybe first-round draft picks.
Well, here's the funny thing about the draft picks the last couple of years. Which other young guys do we think is going to be a heavy contributor next year? Like, who's ready to step into some role?
That's my point. Nobody.
Right? Yeah.
Nobody they've drafted in
Derek Barnett, we got to see him come back off of injury.
But even still, he was kind of a situational.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Derek Barnett.
But I'm with you, yeah.
Sidney Jones, he's
Yeah.
You know what? Because Jason Avon on his NBC Sports Philly thing, he even brought up Sidney Jones' name last night. He was saying that, like, yeah, you have injuries during a game, but you go back in.
Hey, Jason Avon out here throwing flames.
Uh-huh.
You know, you shoot the arrows and it's with the fire attached to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About out here. Oh,
he's not holding back.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you get hurt, but you go back in. He brought up Sidney Jones' name, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Malcolm is thinking about some of these guys. 888-729-9494. Blip on the radar or sign of things to come. I don't know next season. I can't say next season the Eagles are making the playoffs. I would lean that they're not making the playoffs. It's going to take a Howie Roseman miracle, which he's done before, to be fair.
Can we trade for D-Jack this offseason?
Yeah, but then it's your trade for a 30-some-year-old guy.
Right, yeah, I
he's
know.
Duct tape.
Still can run.
Yeah, he would help you, but it would, the problem is you look at the elite teams right now. They have young speed.
Yeah, they're not trading for DJ. You think Tampa's going to give up those offensive weapons they have?
888-729.
I mean, that's where the league is going, man. That's what you got to have.
Yep. And we'll have the Malcolm comments for you. Do you think the Eagles quit on Sunday? I didn't think so.
I don't think they did.
I didn't think they were quitting.
But when you start hearing it coming out of the locker room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.